Hello, I'm Charles.
And I'm Anne.
We both are the makers of Vadu Garden over the last 32 years. And you're going to hear both of us giving a little tour of the garden. So, welcome to Vadu. Well, we say Vadu. Vadu is the area. This is our settlement. But the garden is called Vadu House, because that's the name of our house. We're here at the beginning of what most people experience when they walk into the garden for the first time, which we think is probably the best place to start a tour anyway. And what we're looking at across from me is a wood, which is ours. And in between the wood and where we're standing is, well, a labyrinth, a network of hedges, box hedges in front of us, with grasses in between, then yew hedges, and then yew columns, and then the wood. And that's what we're looking out across. But if we just turn left, we're looking out of the garden into the upper part of the Wye Valley. It's called the Angiddi, which is the name of the stream that runs down to Tintern. So we have a view both in and out of the garden at the same time. And behind me is a big bench that we had built, which we call the Vadu Bench. And on it are names of the Vadu through different periods of history. So we got starting at Vedau in 1569 and ending in Veda at 1947. And the dates are dates that Anne, in her researches, has found the Vadu described as on maps or documents or whatever. So you can see it changes.
Well, the spelling's changed. That's the critical thing, because everybody's always trying to tell us how we should correctly spell it. And it makes it quite evident that there is no correct spelling.
Yes, that's right. And it changes through history.
Yeah. And to different people.
Yeah. And history is something that we've referenced quite a lot in the garden, as you'll find out as we go around. So right now, we're looking at what we call the grasses parterre, and the hedges of box were actually laid out along the pattern of the field boundaries from a tithe map in, what was the date?
It's 1840-something.
1840-something. So Anne found this map and thought, wouldn't it be fun to create a parterre or an arrangement of hedges that echoes that map? And in between each section or field were planted different grasses.
Ornamental grasses.
Yes, yeah, so tall ornamental grasses.
Yes.
That come up above the box hedge.
Yeah.
And across, we'll see more what's inside those yew hedges. So we came here 32 years ago this summer, and what we would have seen at the time would have been a field, a rough grass field. So everything that you see in the garden is basically what we've made or created or grown.
Yes.
Or built in 32 years. And that's mostly been with the two of us as our labour. We do have a gardener, Jeff, who comes once a week, and he's been coming for a good few years now. But once a week is not a lot of extra help for a garden of this size, which is just about 2 acres of garden.
Plus 2 acres of wood.
And the 2 acres of wood, yeah.
Yeah.